The youngest person arrested for driving while intoxicated last year was aged just 14. The oldest was aged 94. That's according to the 2024 annual report for the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, which also found that 36 drivers were arrested three times for driving under the influence, while seven were arrested between five and 11 times. We're joined in studio by Professor Dennis Cusacks, who is the director of the Bureau. Dennis, you're very welcome and thanks for coming in. I mean, those ages, 14 and 94, and then all these figures, they tell a story. If we look at the legal limit of blood alcohol, it's 50 milligrams per 100 millilitres of blood. The highest level that was found in one person was 428 milligrams per 100 millilitres. What are all these figures saying to you?
Audrey, delighted to be in with you. Well, the Medical Bureau of Road Safety is responsible for testing all of the drugs and alcohol sent in on drivers and also for supplying the Gardaí with the equipment. And we're part of the bigger picture with the Gardaí, the Road Safety Authority and the Department of Transport together with getting the evidence. So these figures are part of the evidence to really say to people, we're not making this up, the laws are there for safety and so on. They are still frightening. I would like, coming up to Christmas, to put a positive note. In 1978, we had 628 fatalities. That's four times what we have now, when the population was only 3.3 million, about two thirds. That's no consolation to anybody who's lost a loved one or who's been seriously injured. We're at about 168, 169 today, which is about nine more than last year. So all of this is telling us drink driving and drugs driving, together with speeding and not using seatbelts, are still a huge issue.
What is the breakdown between the people caught with alcohol in their system compared to those found with illegal drugs?
The alcohol is tested in the Garda stations with the breath testing devices, instruments there, and we also get blood and urine. So we had about nearly 6,000 samples in total. That came in blood and urine. So we have about 9,000 altogether. And of those, about 6,000 are tested for alcohol and nearly 4,000 are tested for drugs. And the breakdown is, it's still in the younger age group. Nearly 7 out of 10 people are, it's between about 14 and 44. Most are men, 85%. And for drugs, it's about 90%. Men. So we're seeing huge problems. And sometimes people say, oh, drink driving, it belongs in the past. Again, I want to be positive about this. We've made great strides. And the vast majority of people don't drink and drive, don't take drugs and drive, use their seatbelts and don't speed. But for those who do, they're the ones causing the accidents. And as well as the accidents that kill people, as I said, we're at about 166. We're going to pass, sadly, last year's. We've been going up for the last few years in the numbers. We had our best in about 2021 when it was about 134. We're still fairly good by European standards, but we're getting worse. So what we've really got to do is double down on everything that we're doing. Because as well as the people who die, about 1,300 people, 1,300 people are going to have serious injuries, some of them life-shattering.
Yeah, absolutely. Why can 36 people be arrested three times and seven between five and 11 times? What is wrong with the punishments received that these people think that they can do this again and again?
And in fact, that figure of seven was from 2023 report. Last year, the number of people who were arrested, and one of them was up to 11 times. It was 33 people. So maybe because we seem to be flattening in the curve of trying to tackle drink driving and drugs driving, maybe we're now looking at a very hardcore of people who are drinking. And as I said, you know, the average was 142 last year. As you said, 50 is the legal limit. And by the way, for the learner driver, the novice driver and the heavy goods vehicle is 20. Mm-hmm. So they're multiples. Similarly with drugs, for cannabis and cocaine, they were between 6 and 12 times the legal limit. So are we now looking at a small cohort of people, a group of people who, as well as drink driving and drug driving, also have a health problem. So I would like to couple, and I know, of course, there has to be the punishment through the courts.
When you say a health problem, do you mean an addiction problem?
An addiction problem. So as well as the, if you like, the punishment, taking away the license, fines, and possibly imprisonment, mm-hmm. we're not going to tackle it properly unless we actually say, how can we also help and support these people in their life, their work, their family life, and so on. So we've got to look at rehab. And as well as that, we have to look to new technology. And I spoke recently and have been speaking about the alcohol interlock devices. If you can't stop the driver's behaviour, then stop the car.
What are those devices?
Well, they go into a car and the car won't start until the driver gives a breath sample. And if the breath sample is alcohol, it still won't start. Mm-hmm. And Italy was the latest EU country to bring that in, and a number of EU countries. We have the technology. We can put them into the cars. We're doing it a little more slowly than we should be, and we're working closely with the Department of Transport and with the RSA to bring these in. Because, and again, I'd like to send out a positive Christmas message and remind us all as drivers, don't drink and drive, don't speed. You want to be there at the Christmas table with your family this year. And the last thing you want to be responsible for is the death or serious injury of another person. So we've really got to get to grips with drink driving, drugs driving and speeding, and get more people home for Christmas.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in, Professor Dennis Cusack, who is the Director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. We'll be back after the break.